Blog Talk Radio.
Here in North Carolina, in the Piedmont area, in the mountains and all, we're having some nice winter weather. Welcome to Average Joe Radio. This is Average Joe, and so yeah, we're having some weather this weekend, and it's not a big deal for folks up north. But you know, if we get a little bit of ice or snow around here, everybody goes crazy and goes and buys all the milk and bread and eggs. And apparently, there's a French toast tradition that nobody talks about. And I'm surprised that all the maple syrup doesn't get bought up, too, or some Aunt Jemima imitation-only syrup. But anyway, thanks for joining us today. We're going to talk about the U.S. presidents. We talked about them last week when we ran out of time. The call-in number is 914-219-0884. If you want to call in and talk with us, I'm more than happy to have you join the conversation. It's always a little more interesting if we've got somebody to bounce back and forth with. We got up to Dwight Eisenhower last week and just ran out of time. And plus, I had a little bit of technical difficulties. I scheduled the show for 15 minutes, and so that kind of threw me off. And it is what it is. I mean, it's a live show, and sometimes, things don't go like they're planned. And, even with live TV in the newscasts and all, they have little blips here and there. But anyway, we're going to do the best we can. So this day in history, on this day in 1992, 1,800 United States Marines arrive in Mogadishu, Somalia. And I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but let's just say Somalia, to spearhead a multinational force aimed at restoring order in the conflict-ridden country. That's all I'm going to say about that. I just was trying to do, as of last week, we did a This Day in History, and I just thought that would be a good idea to start doing that. So, all right. On to the U.S. presidents, to the sequel. This is the continuation. Last week we got up, just as I was starting to talk about Dwight Eisenhower, number 34, I got cut off because I didn't see it coming because, again, I scheduled the show for 15 minutes instead of 30, so I didn't get my normal cue that, hey, buddy, your show's about to end. But so this time hopefully we'll be a little more on track. It is actually scheduled for 30 minutes today. But thank you all for joining us, and if you got anything that you want to, throw in or just comment. Also, if you don't want to talk and you just want to send us an email with a comment, it's averagejoe@carolina.rr.com, and that's no E on the Joe. So, again, and the guest call-in number is 914-219-0884. So, Dwight Eisenhower, number 34. I was not around when Dwight Eisenhower was president, but from just the history I've read and movies I've seen, he is definitely one of my favorites. He was president from 1953 to 1961. He was in the Republican Party, and as I mentioned last week, he started the highway system, interstate highways. There was not a really good way to get the military equipment from one side of the country or one part of the country to the other. And, you think about what it's like just if you had to drive to California from North Carolina back before the interstate highway system existed, you would have been taking Route 66, which is a real famous highway for that very reason. But just going all through all these little towns and curves and mountains and all, that was the idea behind doing that. And so today we have quite an incredible interstate highway system, and that's where it all started. He was also known, of course, for ending the Korean War with a ceasefire. Of course, the Korean War never really ended, but from that point of view, it did. And then he was also famous for being the main spearhead on Normandy in World War II. That was it was called Operation Overlord, and it was D-Day. Operation Overlord was the code name for the Battle of Normandy, the Allied operation that launched the successful invasion of German-occupied Western Europe during World War II. The operation was launched on the 6th of June, 1944, with Normandy landings. A 1,200-plane airborne assault preceded an amphibious assault, including more than 5,000 vessels. Nearly 160,000 troops crossed the English Channel on the 6th of June, and more than 2 million Allied troops were in France by the end of August. So I'm not going to go in, into a lot more detail about that, but that was one of the main operations that turned the war around, and there was so many variables involved in planning that. I mean, like the weather, the position of the moon, whether it was full moon. They wanted to do it during a full moon when they were planning it because the tides would be lower, and they would. They were going to plan it. It was delayed, and then I think. And again, I'm not going into a lot of detail, and because there is a lot of detail, but Eisenhower actually decided to go ahead with it even when the meteorologists were saying that it wasn't ideal. But as it turned out, if they had delayed it then again, the next time that would have been an open window so far as what the meteorologists were saying about the weather was it would have been another 2 weeks. And then as it turned out, it was high seas, and it would have been impossible if they had waited. So his gut, was right, and there were lots of lives lost, but in the end, it was a successful campaign. So there's a movie actually about Dwight Eisenhower called Ike. Tom Selleck plays the part, and I thought it was a really good movie. I really enjoyed watching it just to see what really happened or see it happen. And, you can read about it, but it's always fun if you can get an accurate movie about something or relatively accurate just to see it all happen. So 914-219-0884. The next president was number 35 was JFK, John F. Kennedy. He was president from 1961 to 1963, and probably in modern history, he was one of the most famous presidents for sure. Unfortunately, it was probably the biggest reason was because he was assassinated. He was the first Catholic president, and he was shot in Dallas, Texas, on November 22nd, 1963. I was not even a year old when that happened, and so I don't remember that. But my mom and dad, they've got the newspapers from when it happened and when he was shot. And, it was terrible. He was definitely one of America's favorite presidents. I would say that, he had his mistakes, too, with Cuba, but he got through the Cuban Missile Crisis, but there was a lot going on there, too. And everybody's going to make mistakes. We're human, and everybody's human. Just because somebody's president doesn't make them any less human. So with them and the them and their staff, they just have to make the best decision possible. So I know I got a couple of folks that are dialed in on their phones, and if you guys do want to speak, just, give me a text, and I'll be happy to pick up on you. So president number 36 was Lyndon B. Johnson. He took over when JFK was assassinated, and he was president from 1963 to 1969, and of course he was a Democrat because he was the vice president. He was known for outlawing segregation, and he massively escalated the Vietnam War. So I don't know if I'd want to be segregation good, Vietnam War not so good. And I got, you know, I'm not a big, expert. Not only am I not a big expert, I'm not an expert at all in the Vietnam War. So if anybody wants, you know, if you hear me say something that you want to challenge or whatever, I mean, I'm open ears. I'm, you know, we're all here to learn. So Lyndon B, he was, I think he was from Texas. There was a pretty good movie about him. Randy Quaid played the part. So that was interesting. The first president that I really remember, number 37, Richard Nixon, I actually remember that election. And I was only, I was probably in the first grade, maybe, I think. He was president from January 20th, 1969 to August 9th, 1974. So I remember us going to the fire department where the polls were, and mom and dad voting and all that stuff. And we talked about it in school a little bit, even though, you know, first grade. Richard Nixon, he opened up with China, which was, you know, a major plus in his presidency. Unfortunately, he got tied up in the Watergate bugging scandal, and where the Watergate hotel, the Democratic headquarters, was broken into, and he just got up to his eyeballs in that, and unfortunately a lot of it was recorded in conversations, and it was his idea to do the recordings. He ended up resigning. I imagine he might have been impeached or even possibly charged. I think he actually was charged in the end. And then Gerald Ford, who was number 38, actually pardoned him. So I don't think he went to prison or anything like that. And again, if anybody's got anything to add to that, feel free to call in. I'm open ears. 914-219-0884. I am average Joe, so I only know an average amount of information about most of these topics, especially when you get into history. I am a student of history. I love history. But unfortunately, I'm a late bloomer. I didn't really get interested in history until I was an adult. And so I probably slept through a lot of history class and was more interested in doing other things and learning about the past. But now I find it fascinating. And thank God for the internet and documentaries and the History Channel and all that stuff where you can get all this information. And it's just incredible to look back and think about the way things used to be. So as I said, Gerald Ford, he pardoned Nixon. He was number 38. He was the vice president, so he, of course, took over in 1974, and he was president until 1977. He did oversee the end of the Vietnam War. So, unfortunately, he wasn't reelected. Jimmy Carter, number 39, who was a Democrat, was elected. He was president from 1977 to 1981, he was a peanut farmer from Georgia, so he had a nice Georgia accent, and people really liked Jimmy Carter. I know my mom and dad, they've been on the Republican ticket, I would imagine most of their, if not all their lives, but I believe they actually voted for Jimmy Carter, and I hope they don't mind me saying that. But I think we got a caller that wants to speak up here, so we're gonna pick him up. I think this is Scott. So hello, Scott.
Oh, hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing good, man. Good to hear from you. Sounds good. We like the show here in Deep.
Likewise, this is you're becoming a habit.
I'm afraid so. We got your number, man. We'll call you.
That's good, man. I appreciate you calling me, and what
you
got?
Pretty neat topic, man. I like to hear all that. That's taking me back to my grade school years, and bringing back a lot of interesting memories. Today's day and time seem a lot like they did 50 years ago to me.
Yeah. So when what was your first president that you remember, or did you remember any of the elections when you were a kid?
That was interesting. I would like to say Tricky Richard was the one of whom I was familiar, and it was interesting to hear you say that. I don't want to say his real name on the air, but when Richard Milhouse was elected, we heard a lot about that in the family, and that's where they were leaning, and of course that was going to cure everything. But it was interesting to hear all that and the Vietnam parallels.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Well, I'm sorry I was distracted. Officer Phelps was wanting to speak also, but it looks like he fell off the line. Maybe he'll dial back in.
Well, that's all I had.
Yeah.
We'll hear from him.
Oh, okay.
Some other, or too long.
Yeah. So, okay, I think we got him back. I'll pick him up here in a minute. So, you good?
We're good, man. Thank you, man. Love your show. Hang in there.
Hey. Well, thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
Cool.
We'll just keep listening. If you got anything else, feel free to call back. We've still
we'll
got
do.
A few minutes.
We'll
all right.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay.
Okay. My producer's is falling down on the job here. So I think we got Jeff on the line here in a second. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I had to make a second call. Good evening. Just a couple of comments about what you were saying there. I happen to have studied a lot of the presidential elections and presidents and some of the little tidbits of information about them over the years. And like you, I never got into it.
You're breaking up there, Jeff.
Okay, I'll keep trying.
That's better. Okay.
Okay. I remember when, like you said, I remember when Richard Nixon was president, and he's probably the first one I remember, vaguely remember Johnson. I was born in 64, and like I said, I vaguely remember Johnson. Maybe I remember him in the war footage from Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah.
But Johnson was from Texas, like you said, and he took over office after Kennedy was assassinated, like you said. But Kennedy was elected in 1960, and he won again. He was running against Richard Nixon.
Yeah,
who didn't
that's
become
right.
president until much later.
Yeah.
But they say that, Senator Sam Ervin from North Carolina, who was heading up the Watergate Commission, before Nixon was ever elected, he said he was a crook, and he proved to be right about that. However,
yeah.
in history, he doesn't go down as one of our worst presidents.
No.
And a little thing about Jimmy Carter that I happen to know, maybe you did or didn't, when the accident happened at Three Mile Island, he went there and he went in the control room. He was qualified to run that plant. That was part of his background before being a peanut farmer.
Yeah.
But
wow, I didn't know that.
And yes, he did. He did go inside the plant, inside the control room. And Reagan was next. I know what it was. Ford was in there too. What was Ford's daughter's name? I can't remember right now.
His daughter's name.
They had
his
daughter. The Fords had a golden retriever. It was their White House dog, and their daughter gave the dog to them. I read it some years ago, and they were talking to the breeder, and they wanted to know where her parents lived, and she. Shamingly almost said, or did say, that they lived in public housing, the White House. They didn't mention the White House.
Yeah.
But anyway, I find things that's like that interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Well, thank you, Jeff, for adding that in. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you calling.
All right. Well,
are you
we'll
good?
Get back with you again. I'm good.
Okay.
Have a good night.
I'll put you back into listening mode.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff. All right, so that was Jeff. He's a fairly new listener, but he's always got something to say. We got one more caller here. We're going to pick him up. I think this is Average Don. Hello, Average Don.
No, this ain't Average Don.
This is
number 40. Hey, old buddy, this is old Ronald Reagan. I got my good friend with me and my best friend, and I don't mean Bonzo. Now, listen there, Ronnie, you're my buddy, but no jokes on the air. I'm not going to do it, not going to listen to them. Not a good idea. You know it'll make Nancy mad. How you doing, old buddy?
That's hilarious. I finally had the nerve to say who I thought it was, and you and Average Don both have a Albemarle number, and I get it wrong.
Well, I was gonna throw Bill Clinton in there, but I know your mother listens, so I'm not gonna do it. So,
Oh man,
good show tonight. Good show. Good callers, man. Good job there, Average Joe. I'm really happy.
Well,
won't be long. We'll be taking advertisement space on your show. How about that?
Well, I think so. I think we need to do that so I can just do this full time, just run my mouth and listen to you guys. So
that's the way it should be, buddy. But
it.
Yeah, I seen today you're picking up where you left off last week. I thought it was great, and I thought I would just chime in and say a few words there.
I appreciate it, JR, and thanks for the invitations.
You got it.
That's
and the dog's name, it was Edsel.
Edsel.
Just kidding. Edsel Ford.
Oh.
You're not old enough to get it. Okay.
Yeah, I do remember that. I don't know who Edsel Ford is.
All right, buddy. Thanks for taking my call. I'll see you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling in and listening, JR.
You bet.
All right, man. Talk to you later. Oh man, that was funny. Average Don, I apologize. I thought I should know. I just called you a while ago, but okay. So we talked about Jimmy Carter, and then Jeff, he elaborated a little bit on Jimmy Carter, and then so he was number 39. Ronald Reagan, number 40. He was president from 1981 to 1989. He was Republican and definitely one of the most popular presidents. He ended the Cold War and boosted the economy, ergo Reaganomics. And I know, you know, a lot of people might disagree with that, but, you know, the numbers don't lie. I remember the Reagan or that election in – the election was actually in 1980, and that was the first year that I could vote. I was kind of on the fence back then, and I lean a little to the right these days. Well, and so you know, things have changed, but we won't get political, and I won't elaborate on that. But I actually voted for the independent candidate, John Anderson. So Republican. I mean, so Reagan became president in spite of him not getting my vote. So I know he was all tore up about it, but you know, it's okay. So anyway, he was president until 1989, and definitely one of our better presidents in our history. Number 41, George H.W. Bush, who we talked a little bit about last week. He served one term. He was actually Ronald Reagan's vice president. And I think he was a really good president too. I think he led the Gulf War against Saddam Hussein, but he had economic problems. And even though the Gulf War campaign was a success because of his promise of no new taxes, which you've probably heard Dana Carvey do his impression on Saturday Night Live a zillion times, not gonna do it. That's my impression of Dana Carvey doing George H.W. Bush. But anyway, a well loved president, though. I think that just seeing the ceremonies, this past week in the things that people said about him and his family. A man that will be remembered for a long, long time. So God bless you, George H.W., and rest in peace. And I'm glad he had his time. He was a war hero too. But anyway, we talked about that already. I'll try not to be on that. We've only got about 3.5 more minutes. So number 42, Bill Clinton, 1993 to 2001. He was a Democrat, and he was impeached, but it wasn't. He still remained in office. I won't get into all the details. Everybody knows about his impeachment and what happened. But he did. One good thing about his presidency was he balanced the budget, along with a lot of help from Newt Gingrich. He was a very popular president in spite of his weaknesses and indiscretions. Number 43, George W. Bush. He was a Republican, and he was president from January 20th, 2001 to January 20th, 2009. He served two terms. He was the presidency marked by the war on terror with the invasion of Iraq and opening up of Guantanamo Bay detention center. He was president when 9/11 happened. So he was challenged strongly from the very beginning. I just got a text from Jeff. He said, Ford's daughter's name was Susan. Susan Ford. Yep, I remember that now. So, he served two terms. There was a little bit on the second election when Al Gore was running against him. There was a big controversy over that election. Florida, they're famous for having screwed up a voting count, and so it's been a controversy ever since. You know, people say that he stole the election from Al Gore, but anyway, you know, it is what it is. We've only got about a minute left, and so number 44 and 45, Obama and Trump. I'm not even going to get into those guys because everybody knows who they are. Unless you've been living in a cave, I'm going to use these last few minutes to just mention. This is one thing that I had overlooked, that before the U.S. Constitution, there were presidents. Under the Articles of Confederation. In other words, when the original 13 colonies was that, and before we were actually the United States, there were actually presidents of the Congress during that time. The first president under the United States, or excuse me, of the United States under the Articles of Confederation was John Hanson from Maryland. Elias Boudinot of New Jersey was the second president, and I'm going quickly here because I'm running out of time. Thomas Mifflin became the president for the term of, he was just number three. Richard Henry Lee of Virginia was the fourth. John Hancock, yes, the famous John Hancock, he was the fifth. And Nathaniel Gorham from Massachusetts was the sixth. The seventh was Arthur St. Clair, and the eighth was Cyrus Griffin of Virginia. So we're right up against the clock here. I appreciate y'all listening, and all of you, Scott, Jeff, JR, for calling in. And we've had a good discussion here. I was super, super glad to get all y'all to call in with me. So we're going to be out of here. We'll see you next week.